This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Despite repeated denials, Iran has admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian jetliner that it was misidentified as hostile shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport. Everyone aboard was killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and a catastrophe. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered any necessary measure, including compensation. More from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
176 people died in the tragedy. U.S. President Donald Trump says Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, in his final days, was planning to attack four American embassies. Mr. Trump appeared in a Fox News Channel interview on the Ingram Angle Friday night, and he identified one of the facilities.
We will tell you that probably it was going to be the embassy in Baghdad.
In western Croatia, authorities fear that a number of people died today in a care home fire. It took an hour to extinguish the blaze. At least 20 people died when a double-decker bus caught fire after colliding late Friday with a truck on a highway in northern India. Another 21 people were taken to a hospital, some in critical condition. Police suspect the truck driver lost control of his vehicle. He escaped the fire. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea says it will not resume